Thank you so much for coming today, not just to this talk, but to GDC. Every one of you is super busy. You got a lot to do, but this is time, this is money out of what you could be doing, and here you are at GDC. And if you're anything like me, when you come here, you get to see your brothers, your sisters, your best friends, and it feels a little bit like going back home. And so thank you for coming here. And of all the talks, and I looked, and there's a lot of good talks happening right now. And so the fact that you're here and you chose to be here and spend an hour with us means a lot to me. It means a lot to Mixer. And as promised, we will take as long as you need to talk to every one of you who wants to come talk to us. So with that, I want to talk about a number. So 2008. How many of you guys were you in the industry in 2008? Okay, good. So we got some veterans in here and then a couple of younger people. So 2008 was a super special year. Like many of you guys, I made a game just like you did. And actually in this very building, I won one of these things. And a bunch of people wanted to talk to me because that's kind of what you did. You talked to publicists. And then this thing happened. Thank you, Apple, for this thing called the App Store in the summer of 2008. Because let me tell you, when they did the App Store, it was raining in the best possible way. And for years, a bunch of my friends got to quit their day jobs and go full-time and make independent games, just like me. But like all good things, it wouldn't last. Our beautiful blue ocean that we swam in suddenly became crowded and became bloody waters. But not all hope was lost. Because while we were all pursuing mobile, the PC, the long-forgotten PC, would actually come to our rescue. And once again, life was great. But unfortunately, this story doesn't end here, because darkness would fall across the land. And the sharks would come back. Last year, over 7,000 games released on Steam. A decade ago in 2008, if you'd asked me for advice, I would say, just make a good game. That's all you gotta do, just make a good game, put it on the App Store, and then I promise you, you're gonna get to the top of the App Store. Heck, I'll be honest, even if you made an okay game, you'd still make it to the top of the App Store too. But times have changed. Times have changed. Now, many of you are looking to ship a game, and you have amazing games. I know I've seen them. But even if you have amazing games, the day you launch, there's going to be five other amazing games. And so I think that that's the big problem right now that's facing all of us. And so that's what me and the team spend a lot of time thinking about. How do we fix that problem? Because you pour your heart, your soul, blood, sweat, and tears into your art. And if people don't get to experience that, because there are true fans out there who are waiting for your experiences and it's going to change their lives, I promise you that. And if they don't get to experience that, then I think that's wrong. But what if I told you about a place, okay, a promised land, where millions and millions of your true fans come every single day to spend hours listening to their best friends and people they admire play your games and then tell other people about how much they love them? It's the best kind of ad there is one that doesn't feel like an ad. And there is that place. So I work for Mixer, which is a live streaming service from Microsoft. And this talk is going to be more about live streaming in general, beyond just Mixer. But I'm super proud, and so I want to take a moment to talk about why I'm proud that I work on Mixer. So what we have is we have this powerful capability. We have this spotlight. And I can take you, and I can put your game, I can put you here in this spotlight. We have access to the top partners, the top influencers on our platform. We have across a lot of surfaces, across mobile, across web, across desktop, across the console. Because we're part of Xbox, we actually get to do cool things where within a couple clicks, your broadcasting is going straight to Mixer. Same thing on Windows. And so we get a lot of attention and eyeballs. And I think that for somebody who was in your shoes not long ago, and now is in a position where I can make a difference, I think it is actually my responsibility to try to use that power for good and make a difference for you. And when I think about the team and some of the teams here with me today, I think a product is the people behind it And so you've heard a little bit about my story, where I came from independent games. And actually, Katie, who's in the audience right here, who I work with, and you can look her up, Katie Stone Perez. She kind of created the term independent games when she created Xbox Live Arcade a long time ago and has been an advocate ever since. And so when I think about every single person on the team has a story like that, like every single person on the team, when you feel pain, we feel pain because we are you and we love you. And so what I'm asking is I'm asking for you to believe in us in the same way that we believe and care about you. So I'm super proud of this opportunity, and when I talk about, before I kind of get into how we can help you, I need to take a little bit of time to explain influencers and streamers and how they think. So the good news is Mixer was founded. In fact, one of our founders here, James, if you want to raise your hand, is in the audience. We were actually founded by influencers and streamers. So these are people who were big streamers, big influencers on YouTube and Twitch, and they came and then formed the new live streaming service called Mixer that we all work for. And there's one particular individual, he goes by Lucklin, who I work with. And he was a huge, huge streamer on Twitch. He did multiple thousands concurrents when he go live. And he had multiple million subscribers on YouTube. So he was a really, really big influencer before he came and joined Mixer. And he tells a story, and it's an important story, so I want you to listen closely. It starts, like all good stories, in the beginning. In the beginning, there was YouTube. And YouTube was a place where you post a video, and then people would comment on the video, and then you'd make another video based on the comments. And then you kind of repeat that process. And so you make a video, people comment on the video, you make another video, and you get to interact with your community. It's just, there's a delay of a couple days in doing that. But then comes along Twitch. And Twitch does this genius thing where they take the comments from down here and they put them here. It seems simple, but it makes a big, big difference. And now, so instead of that two-day delay, I can now, and when we first started and I was working on the Twitch when they were bringing their experience to Xbox, the latency, if I remember correctly, was still above a minute at the time. And so even though much, much better than 2 days, still I'd get a really cool headshot, and then somebody in chat would say, wow, really cool headshot, but I'd be dead in the next match. And so chat ended up talking amongst themselves, and I was kind of doing my own thing. So not perfect, but then comes along low latency with Mixer, okay? Where it's sub-second near real time. It's so low latency, it feels like we're in the same room together. And it's life-changing. And I want to show you, so I have an unplanned segment now, and I'm going to probably scare the people in the back. I'm going to go off camera for a little bit. I'm going to pick a random person from the audience. And, sir, what's your name?
Jason.
Jason. Fantastic. So, that was all I needed. Back up on stage. All right, so we just met Jason, who's a fabulous game developer. Okay, marketer. Fantastic. And I'll tell you, if Jason were to go on Mixer, he would have an experience, and if I was streaming, he'd go on Mixer, and I'd say, hey, Jason, how's it going? How's your day? So you're a brand marketer. Are you working on any games right now? He's working on some games right now. And then, but here's the thing. Like, it's not weird happening right now, but if you're at home, and the just think about this. The TV is talking to you. That's what it feels like. Like, that's what it feels like. But that's not all. That's not all. So there's a problem still, even with low latency. So, and I'll tell you a story about Mr. Lucklin. So Lucklin, he is a professional streamer, and he streams for 8 to 12 hours every single day. Do you know how hard it is to be entertaining? Okay, I'm trying to be entertaining for like 45 minutes. Do you know how hard it is to be entertaining for 8 to 12 hours every single day playing a video game? It's really hard, really, really hard. So what he does is he practices and he plays games beforehand. So he figures out the jump scares. He figures out like there's a monster around the corner. He figures out all these things so he can create a story for you guys, the viewers. But it takes a lot of time to go do that. And so then, because the latency is so low, you can actually do something special. The latency is so low that you can actually play with me, the streamer. And because of that, now, instead of me having to create content, I can play a game with you, and every time it's different, every time it's based on your input and what you're doing, and you're engaged because you're clicking buttons, you're playing with me. And so now, Lachlan doesn't have to spend all that time preparing his content. And it's a lot more genuine because in the other world, he's acting. In this world, he's being genuine. He's just reacting. You guys are playing together. So that's super powerful. And it goes even beyond that because with this ability to play, to have such low latency that you can actually not just watch something, but you can actually experience a kind of television, a kind of entertainment where you can actively participate, actively change the outcome, then you can do all kinds of things. So imagine there's a giant epic battle with thousands and thousands of people fighting each other, and each person is somebody, is one of the viewers in chat. And then maybe the streamers are the generals telling them what to do. So there's a lot of things that suddenly you can do that you couldn't do before. And that's really powerful. And in fact, it's so powerful, actually, that when the CEO of Ubisoft was asked in an AMA that he did on Reddit at E3, and he was asked this question, what is the biggest trend affecting the games industry? A lot of people were like, oh, it's got to be VR. And he said, you know, we're doing a lot of stuff in VR, but it's not VR. He said, it's live streaming. Live streaming is going to fundamentally change the way that all of you design games and think about games. And I promise you it absolutely will if it's not already. And so now let me show you what I mean by that. Oops, sorry. One second. No, this happens. Like, it's fine. Can you come up here? Can I get some help? Jesus Christ. Can I get some help here, please? So thank you. Yeah, come up here. Okay. It's fine. Actually, Clint, it's okay. I can wing it. I've got the I've memorized this, so it's fine. It's totally fine. The next slide was the next slide was the power of live, actually. So here's an example. So the thing about live that I was saying is you actually never know what's going to happen. And so you being here actually can affect the outcome. You could fix my computer or not. So that was pretend. but it does illustrate my point. Like, there's a reason why, even though you can watch this after the fact, that you spent a lot of money and time flying here, and you're sitting here and you're watching this. And it's the same reason as you go to watch someone play sports. Because this is powerful when you feel hundreds of thousands of people around you all watching the same thing. That's super powerful. If I were to go out and set up two twigs on this stage, and then in a forest somewhere, let's say, where nobody's watching me, and I kick a ball through it, that doesn't mean anything. But when the same activity happens here, this is probably the most important thing these players will do in their entire lives, and it means everything. And so that's the difference. And so when you're thinking about why is this phenomenon of live streaming going to change everything, that's why. And I'm not just making this up. So when we think about interactive games, and we never share partner data, so I don't have a name of a title or axes, but you get the gist of it. So this is a game that's been out for a while, and you see suddenly like a very irregular spike. Like, it's kind of flatline and then spike. What happened? Like, what in the world happened? Was it a game? No, the game's been out for a while. It's not a game launch. That was when they added interactive features. So they let the viewers interact, and it looked like a game launch. And not just that, but when we think about, like, look at that number. Like, a lot of you probably haven't heard of Death's Door, but a lot of people outside clearly have. after streaming for about a month or so. If any of us get a million plus views on anything, like, that's a pretty big deal. And so this is a game that kind of from the ground up was designed with interactivity in mind. And it kind of shows the power of what that can do. When you give the streamer the tool to create content, that's dynamic and changes every time. And you let people go from just watching to playing. And now I want to talk about a very, very special game. And actually, if I can take a moment to have a few folks stand up, if you could stand up for a moment. We actually have some famous developers in the audience. So thank you. There we go. So this is Hyper Sentinel, and Hyper Sentinel is a game that I think really demonstrates and kind of lands what I've been talking about. And so I have a video that I want to show you. And so to kind of tee it up a little bit, Hyper Sentinel is a game that did great on Kickstarter, and it's a twin stick shooter, and it brings back a lot of the feeling of being at, if you kind of remember the arcades. And so here I'm going to play the video. So you can see what's going on here. What's happening here is this is the viewer's experience. The objective is you can kind of try to kill the streamer. And you have buttons that appear below your video that you can press to spawn asteroids. And then now that you've got to dodge the asteroids. And then here's a cool one, so the viewer can control the Mixeroid, so you can chase the player, and then the player's got to dodge the Mixeroid. And we've got all kinds of weapon upgrades and power-ups, and there's attackers and defenders. And if you see kind of at the top, there's a leaderboard of who's doing better, attackers or defenders. And it's a super hard game, and it can be really, really fun when the right group of people get together, and then you can get help, or you can get hurt, or you kind of get defeated. And so this right here is really like the first of its kind. And so I want to talk a little bit about Hyper Sentinel before I kind of talk about what this game does incredibly well. So the first thing that I get asked a lot is, well, okay, like that's cool. Can you explain it a little bit? So every single thing that you saw happening in that video was driven by viewers. And so when you start this game and you go into mixer mode, nothing's happening. You're just a ship flying around by itself. But all the asteroids, all the enemies, all the upgrades, every single thing at that level is viewers pressing buttons, doing interaction, and creating the level on the fly. And so it's different every single time, which is really cool and kind of hard to wrap your head around. So that's kind of what you saw just over there. And the other thing I get asked too is, well, okay, so they designed with interactive live streaming from day one. What do I do if I didn't do that? But here's the thing, they actually didn't. They came to us with a fully finished game, and then this was added. And so if you think about, some of us are game devs. Raise your hand if you have like test hooks or debug functionality in the code somewhere. Yeah, okay, come on. So for those who didn't raise your hand, I'll assume maybe you weren't being facetious. I don't know. Like, I'd be surprised if not everybody raised their hand on that one. Like, we all have something that spawns enemies so we can test, go to next level, things like that. If you don't, you know, credit to you for playing through your whole game just to get to level 16. But if you think about, like, that's, you can take that functionality that exists today. You're not creating net new gameplay. You're not creating assets, things like that. You're not creating a game from the ground up. Like, you have the core game there. And in fact, we actually think it works better when you take the core game and you let the audience participate in that core game. So some of the things that this game does incredibly well. First one is, we call it viewer attribution. And so when you're a viewer and you come to a stream, you want to get recognized. You want the moment, your 15 seconds of fame. And so if you notice in the video what Hyper Sentinel did, and it's a small thing, but if I spawn an asteroid, it kills the player. If I give a power up, anything I do, my name is going to appear on the screen for everybody to see. So they're going to now know me. And if you think about one of the problems that streamers have, if you go look at streams and you try to see the percentage of people who are actually actively chatting versus the view count, it's a small percentage. because it turns out it's super intimidating to be witty and come up with something besides hi, you know, to say to a broadcaster. And so it's a lot easier to lurk. But if you have something like what we saw with HyperSentinel, anybody can spawn an asteroid. And then when it kills a player, their name shows up. And now me as a streamer, I'm going to reach out and we're going to start talking. And we're going to have a great conversation. We're going to have a real moment where we connect together. And it's all because of Interactive, because of this game. Second one is we're starting to see a pattern around help versus hurt. Help is great because streamers are trying to create community. And so there's moments like, I'm telling you, HyperSentinel, when we played this game for the first time on Mixer, it was probably the most fun I've had, entertainment, gaming, or otherwise. And the reason why is because of the people you're playing with. And so when I kill an enemy that's driven by AI, it feels good. Like, it definitely feels good. But if I kill an enemy that I know is Jason or is somebody else in the audience, then it means something different because that's a real person. And so you can either kind of help the streamer, and if you help the streamer, then that forms a stronger bond. Or we've also seen things like in this game where you can actually do things to hurt the streamer. But one of the things I think that HyperSentinel does so well, is they balance it. Because you could just have something where you can just troll, and that's fun for a little while. Like, what if you just spawn unlimited asteroids? But no. Just like a real level, it becomes, as the level goes on, it becomes easier for the attackers to destroy the player. Just like a real level, it gets harder and harder as time goes on. They unlock new abilities. And then for the defenders, early on, there's interesting game decisions that they have to make. Like, I only get a limited number of invincibility shields or health power-ups. Should I use those now? Or should I wait till I know I'm going to need them when it gets harder? But the player might die, and then I might have wasted it. So super interesting game design decisions. And also, like, and I've seen the, like, the they actually put together a balance table and really thought about making sure that people are split so that it's always around 50-50 on attackers, defenders, so that no team is overpowered. And one of the things I'll kind of just touch on a little bit is like the sense of getting a reward for streaming. We'll have kind of more to say on that later, but right now kind of all I'll say is if somebody plays the game, do they get some kind of recognition? So this game has a leaderboard at the end that shows up and says how I did as an attacker versus a defender. And that causes a lot of great conversation where I'll say like, hey, Jason, come on, man. Like you look like you're AFK right now. Like we just gotta do better. And then like a replay loop, like it just has this replay loop and it's perfect. It's these short, like couple minute rounds. You can just drop right in. You can play, you get your name on the leaderboard, you can stick around, play again, and then you can leave, come back. And so there's this really, really nice kind of replay loop that game has. And the game also scales really well in viewership. And so all these subtle things that I love about this game, and one of them that's easy to look over is there are these buttons that a percentage of the audience has to click the button, and then it charges up before it kind of fires what the particular power-up or whatever it's whatever the action is. And so that scales with the viewer. So you could have 1,000 viewers, and if 30% have to click, everyone has to click. Or if you have 3 viewers, it still works. And so really, I think really, really smart thinking about variable viewership. And I have another game I want to show as well. I have a video for this one. And I'll have a little bit of setup on this. So Next Up Hero is a game that is a twin stick shooter. It's a super, super hard game, kind of by design. And so you're going to die a lot. And so this is where viewers can really come in and help the streamer. And so before I kind of show the video, I'm going to set the stage a little bit for Next Up Hero. So Next Up Hero has the heroes, and then it's also got the dirge. And the dirge is this powerful force that comes to attack the heroes. And there are waves and waves of the dirge. And you can play, as a viewer, every viewer gets to play, and you can cheer for both sides. You can cheer for the dirge, you can cheer for the heroes. And then these cheering kind of become this currency that you can then spend in interesting ways with these other two roles, which are commander roles. So you can be a commander and the bodies of dead heroes that drop, or the viewers can press a button and come and jump in and become these ghosts, they're called echoes, that can play. And the commander plays this RTS game on top of this twin stick shooter game to command the echoes to do different things and attack different Do you attack the big guy? Do you attack the little surrounding small buckles? And then on the dirge side, the dirge can do things like stun the hero or buff up the enemies or things like that. And so it's an interesting dynamic where there's asymmetric gameplay going on. So I'll run the video and we'll see a few demonstrations of this. So you can see the buttons below the screen and the video will be on top. And this is the viewer, what the viewer sees. And so here we just kind of spawned in. And they're doing so, they cheer for the dirge. I guess they don't like this particular hero. And looks like we're gonna spawn an echo. So now you can see a player goes down and the name actually appears right there. So when I revive, I see the name. And then it's gonna follow me around. And so now we're gonna spawn a shadow, which is something that's gonna attack the player. And this is a super, super hard game, so every little thing that the viewers do makes a huge difference between whether you live or whether you die. And here's a view of Commander Mode. And so you can see the enemies that appear near, the commander can choose which enemies to send this army of echoes at. And then here's, you can summon these ancients, and so that's, you sacrifice a bunch of echoes, which is audience, to go summon an ancient, which are super powerful. And here, finally, is Doge Mode. And each one of these buttons costs cheers, and so every time as a viewer I cheer, I give more currency to either the dirge or to the commander to go execute these actions. And so you can imagine the commander's saying, chat, come on, like, give me more cheers. Like, I gotta get more cheers so I can go summon a giant enemy, or I can stun the hero, or I can freeze them. And with the low latency, there's just a lot of gratification for pressing, seeing something happen right away. So that's next up, hero. All right. So now I kind of want, before I kind of show you some code, I want to talk at a high level about this. So one of the things that I don't like is if I'm giving a talk and somebody like me gets up and tells you about something really, really cool, and then you're like, well, that's cool. I want to do that. That's really cool. And then I'm like, okay, so what you need first is you got to go stand up a service, and then you got to learn HTML, and then blah, 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 blah. And I can kind of go on and on and on. Oh, and then you got to learn about low-level networking and things like that. So we've worked super, super, just like I said, like a lot of us come from games, and so we work super, super hard. We are not asking you to build a service. We're not asking you to learn JavaScript 101. We're not asking you to do all those things. Our goal really is that kind of playing around, you can do something cool with a half a line of code, couple lines of code, or, and we'll show you an example of this, maybe you're a non-technical person, you can actually do something really cool using no code at all. Like, that'd be neat. So I want to tell you, like, for, you know, going back to Hyper Sentinel is not a giant 100-person team. You know, opportunity cost is huge. And so the fact that they were able to build what they built, you know, kind of as fast as they did, leveraging Unity and then leveraging Mixer, I think is something that we're super proud of. So I'm going to show you now. First, I'll show you in Unity how to do a simple thing, and then I'll show you in Unreal. So just because I'm curious, can I get a show of hands? How many people use Unity for development? Oh, okay. All right, good representation here. How about Unreal? Okay, good. How about other engines? I'm curious. Ah, okay, cool. Custom C++? Ah, okay, I'll have to talk with you guys later to figure out what the other engines are. I'd be curious to know. All right, so here's Unity, the Unity that many of us know and love. And I'm going to skip this just for time, but you can go to the Asset Store and you can get our plugin, and then you'll get a folder like this called Mixer Interactive. And we got a bunch of great examples. So the goal is to have examples for everything you saw. So we've got controlling an NPC with a joystick. We have putting the name of a viewer. above, so you can just copy and paste the code for all the things that you might want to do. And what I'm going to show you is I'm going to show you an example of, let's say we want to have a button where I give the player some health. So the first thing I'm going to do is go into this tool that we have. We call it Interactive Studio. And so again, like, I don't want you to be figuring out databases and things like that. And so we've created this tool, and we host all the services. You don't have to pay for it. Where you can kind of go in, and a non-technical person could say, I want a button called Give Health. And you can see we've got some other controls here, and we're having more as well. I'm going to give it some text. And then I will place it on the canvas here. Make it a little bit bigger so people can see it. And then I click the Save button, and then that's it. And so that's going to cause, whenever I start streaming the game, this button right here is going to show up right below the video for people to see. And now I want to show you what we do in Unity. So I'm going to copy this ID here. And we're going to go into this give health function. So the first thing you're going to want to do is do mixer interactive dot go interactive. And when you do that, that connects up to mixer and figures out to show, it gets the button, shows the buttons, and that's it. One line of code and you're done. So now we're gonna do that input. So this is gonna be when someone clicks the button. We're gonna say if mixer interactive dot get button, and then I'm gonna paste in the button ID I had from the other page, give health. Then we're gonna do this. Current health plus plus. All right, I should have had you guys time me. So there we go. So now I've just done give health. So that's it. And now, actually, because I just remembered that, you should time me for Unreal. So I promise I can finish this in under 5 minutes. Okay, well under 5 minutes. And if I don't, I'll give you $100. All of you $100. Okay, here we go. So, oh shoot, why did I do that? Okay. Please don't have a bug. Okay, so here we go. So the step I did skip is we have a really nice getting started wizard where I log in and it automatically links my project from Interactive Studio. So I'm going to type, and this is magic. And James Yarrow, if you can stand up, please. Okay, he can't stand up, but that's fine. Anyway, this gentleman is a magician. And this is, so what it does is Unreal actually pulls down all the buttons you have. So you don't even have to know the ID. It just knows you made a give health. It knows I did this. I made a give health button. And then let's have it print out some text. So we'll do a print, which should be print text, but that's fine here. And then ready for it. I think I still have time left. Oh, done. All right. Did I make it? I made it, right? Yeah, okay, cool. All right, because otherwise I would be bankrupt. I think there's enough people. I said $100, why did I do that? So there we go. So now I'll switch back to the slides. And I think that's super important to kind of see is, like, we take this stuff really seriously, and, like, we're hosting the service for you. We're doing the database. We're doing the WebSocket code. We're doing plugins in your engine of choice. And if we don't have a plugin in your engine of choice, I'd love to know what engine you're using so we can go fix that. We really, really want to make this a small amount of effort, because here's the thing, like, we've all been there. Like, I've been there, and you guys have a lot of work to do to just make a game, to just finish a game, much less put other things in there. And so what I want is, I want for you to look at this presentation, I want you to see about our promotional capability and the fact that these experiences are interesting enough that they kind of just promote themselves and they just create stories themselves, even if we didn't have our promotion on top of that. And then think about how long it took me to do that. And I want you to say, like, that's worth it. Like, that's something I can do. And we will make it worth your while. And so, while I did show buttons and joysticks, and you probably saw a text box in there as well, we have all kinds of things. And this is kind of the one more thing, is all the way to fully custom. Think of, like, things appearing on a video, think of being able to click on the video and actually maybe RTS-style control somebody. Like, we have a whole bunch of stuff that, if you want to know more about it, you have to come talk to us. So, this is the important thing to take away. If you take away one thing from this talk, it is that email address, mixerdevinfo@microsoft.com. And if you do something cool with Interactive, and I'm serious about it, We are convicted that interactive is the future of live streaming. And the best way to tell that story is through your work. Like, it's through content. And like Hypersentinel is a good example where like that content just tells the story. And so if you do something cool, we want to hear about it. So please, please, if you can do one thing, if you do something cool, let us know about it. And then here's our website. Dev.mixer.com, and then our Unity plugins on the Asset Store, our UE4 as well, and also on GitHub. So you can search on GitHub for both of those things and grab them. And so I want to, and then also we're right next to the Expo Hall. And so if for some reason, and I purposely left a bunch of time because I promised that we'd talk to you, and so we are absolutely going to go talk to you. But if for some reason we run out of time, we're going to be at the Expo Hall, and everyone who was here, we will make sure that we'll talk to you. All right, so with that, thank you very much.